This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes, 12:45 here on the show. We're talking about, would you use a motorcycle e-hailing service? After 3 years, Malaysia's first e-hailing bike service is back on the road with 700 riders. Would you do it? Yes? No? Why not? WhatsApp, Twitter and Instagram. Over to Twitter first.
This is from Mai Saya, who says, definitely a no. Safety is the main concern. There's another one here from KLSSW1, who says, no, because the helmet must be fitting for your safety and the hygiene factor needs to be considered. What about insurance coverage or if the rider has a valid license? I'm pretty sure you're going to need not only your license, but according to this
article
that the Inquisitive Observer sent us, you need to upload your resume, your CV, your work experience, your photograph. I'm pretty sure your license is going to be like...
And insurance is covered as well.
Insurance is covered. They have a valid driving riding license, obviously. Okay, over in WhatsApp, we have a lot. We have Maggie that says, this morning I had my left indicator blinking to signal that I'm moving from the middle lane to the extreme left. And guess what? I have this motorcyclist racing to overtake me to get to the extreme right lane. So do you think I would take a risk? No way. Hi, Maggie. From 3927, it's interesting how we expect our Grab food to arrive all super quick. Don't hear people being concerned about bikers' safety when ordering grab food. Well, yeah, you know, it's food. It's not our lives, right? 0125, make exclusive legal clauses and exclusions. Only certain bikes are to be permitted. A model's under 5 years old, equipped with GoPros for safety. Confidential clauses in the event of harassment, given the proximity of rider and pillion are closed, from Dr. Tyrant. But I think, you know, these are the things that, you know, like female riders, only for female, passengers.
Which also leads on to this one. I've got an Insta story from Anua, who says that there's a gender issue and it's more dangerous compared to cars.
Okay. 5715, with current Malaysians' mentality is a no for me, but who knows, maybe in the future our mentality will change and I'll give it a try. And this has happened to us many times. Rose says, I'd rather sit in a supermarket trolley and use a paddle and take a ride share motorcycle. Okay, I'll row. I might get home the next day, but at least I would. Okay. 8283, not at all. No, he has a very, very cute answer. He said that... not at all, because safety reason, and I'm overweight too. Not safe for the rider.
Poor thing. Well, a center of balance would be okay though, right?
Okay, so which kind of leads to my last story.
Indeed.
Okay, it's day three of the new year. For those of you who have put that resolution of weight again, there's 8 ways to help your fitness resolution stick, and I thought it'd be great over the weekend, you know, maybe just sort of get into the groove of things. This is from Kira Stokes, who has Kira Stokes Fit App and the Stoughton Method. So it's a science-backed, form-focused, functional flow of movement formula. And so there are 8 ways here, which I thought was really interesting, right? And first one is actually to be grateful, right? And she says... You say, I always begin workouts with a simple reminder, but often we neglect and take for granted, you need to be thankful for your ability to move.
That's a very good point.
You know, seriously, I just wake up every day and think, you know, okay, I'm moving, I am...
Ten toes, ten fingers.
Two noses. Yeah, you know, a little bit stiff, but then, you know, a bit of exercise would get that going. So she says here, the other one is to set realistic goals, right? Schedule specific checkpoints, dates and calendar where you try on a goal outfit or you want to hit being able to run that 8, 9, or 10 minute mile to gauge progress. Remember that small goals lead to big results, right? It all stacks up, but think about keeping things realistic by taking one step and hitting one small improvement, adjustment, or small victory at a time. I think rather than putting, you know, like how much I've lost, it's like how much I can do, right? As a goal, then you sort of like just look at that and not look at, oh, but I haven't lost any weight, because that will always sort of demotivate
you. That's another
you.
Form of progress if you think
right?
about it, right?
It is. Yeah. It is like you've got more endurance, you've got more energy. Find some friends. That is, find some sweaty friends. Think of your friends as your analog, as an analog version of your Apple Watch, Garmin, Fitbit, or whatever it may be. So tech is brilliant, but before we all become so synced with going digital, it was always with other humans holding, helping us to hold us accountable. So I go like my workout with my friends. It's just like, I'll have to wake up, right? Because I'm meeting somebody, right? And if I go running, everybody's always faster than me anyway. But then we sort of say, okay, I'll meet you at a certain time. And okay, what time's breakfast? So we just make sure that we get to the same spot for breakfast. Sweat swaggy. If you can think of dressing for the job you want, you should also think about dressing for the workout you want. Investing in workout gear that makes you feel good about yourself and even helps to support movement can definitely motivate you to keep moving. Sweat the small stuff is another one. So when setting your workout goals, remember that every little bit counts, and days when other priorities are getting the best of you and you might feel too overwhelmed to spend a dedicated amount of time to work out, work it in. Look at your environment and get creative. Push-ups using your desk or park bench during lunch, air squats as you get in out of your chair, take the stairs, these sort of things. So, you know, just move, I guess, a little bit every day.
The new watch that I have, if I've been sat for too long, it buzzes and it says, get up and do something. So it's a little reminder, you know, it's like, and it knows you're in an office. So it's like, I know you can't do squats right now, but maybe you'd like to do some, you know, hip rotations or shoulder rotations.
Your watch tells you that?
It tells me all that,
It is a wonderful Christmas present.
Indeed.
Half full, not half empty. Sometimes it's not about just starting workout, but completing. A simple way to keep exercising when you hit a wall halfway through is to remind yourself you made it halfway through. So don't squander your sweat equity. The mental factor can be a key to a workout success, right? I mean, and that's it, right? When you don't see results immediately, that's, I think, why people give up. But understand that it is for the long haul. It's for your health, da-da-da, you know. Put reps on the calendar. Just like brushing your teeth, scheduling a doctor's appointment, booking work meetings, other daily commitments, prioritize scheduling workouts the same way. So we build habits through repetition, but also by writing things down, locking them to your smartphone, so setting alarms, reminders. So it is as important as your work meeting.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. Stay form focused, okay? There's a reason servicemen and women around the globe line up before drills and action. It's a form check to mentally prepare for a peak performance and execution task. And she said, while I'm not trying to say we're at war with our bodies, you know, move incorporated in your workout is essential for success. So during workouts, sometimes you might tend to drift or lose focus. A way to keep your body in line and to check it is to recite form, form, form as almost a mantra in your head.
There we go. Frida, you said you do all of these things, right?
Form, form, form. Except for form, form, form. Now I will. Tomorrow, form, form, form.
I think it actually comes down. For me, I just feel we don't think about our bodies until something starts to hurt or something doesn't work as it's supposed to, right? But the fact that we have and we are able-bodied, we can move and just, you know, being thankful for that and look to take care of that. Look to not have to worry about pain and movement and just be grateful for that and work to keep, you know, maintaining that.
Okay, so it's a simple thing, you know, about that, right? So I don't beat myself when I can't do certain things and I feel like I've hurt myself or strained somewhere. Sometimes I go swimming, right? And I just say, I'm moving, right? I'm moving. This is the best one for me right now. And, you know, so, and don't be so obsessed about, I love a good sweat, but then don't be so obsessed about it and just sort of like, okay, I'm using my body in another way because I want this to work for the rest of my life.
So when I restarted running again, kind of the middle of last year, one of the big things that I noticed is that I moved to a different area, which is a lot hillier,
right?
First and foremost. And, secondly, I forget how hot it can be in urban environments. So I'm going
in
for
this country.
Particularly where I'm living now. So I stepped out for a run. I think it must have been about 8 p.m. at night, and it was super hot. And you know when you're running and you're like, I don't think I can go any further, right? And you've not gone very far at all. You're disappointed in yourself. And it was just because I hadn't been doing it for so long. And I was trying to do too much before I could, you know, I was trying to run literally before I could walk. And it was just that, okay, tomorrow I need to get to that house. The day after I need to get to that house.
Okay.
And just little things like that, it really starts to add up. And before you know it, you know, you're doing okay.
Right.
We should wrap up. Ladies and gents, of the 102 people who voted on the Insta story poll about whether or not you would take an e-hailing motorcycle, 52% of you have said no, whilst 50% of you have said yes. How does that work out? 51% to 49, rather.
Yeah.
I'm writing down the numbers wrong. 51% to 49.
Get 50-50.
Yeah,
I like this discussion.
So it's pretty interesting, right? So that's where we are with that. We had a whole bunch of messages as well. So thank you very much for all of those. We then moved on to a story about privacy.
Yes, and why privacy at work is so important.
And then we end up with 8 ways to help your fitness resolutions stick.
You know what we need for the song to take us out of the show? We should have done with that I Like to Move It, Move It. We should have put that on, shouldn't we?
But this is just as boogie.
Instead, we've got Earth, Wind & Fire with Do You Remember?
No.
In September. Now, if you have missed any part of the show, don't forget you can download the podcast wherever you normally get your podcast from. And of course, we are on Spotify. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, the conventional view is for governments to spend to pump prime the economy. Alberto Alsina, the Nathaniel Ropes Professor of Political Economy at Harvard University, thinks otherwise and says governments should reduce their influence. The Breakfast Grill explored this idea and delved into the theme of their latest book, Austerity, When It Works and When It Doesn't. That's all coming up on the Breakfast Grill replay just after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Frida Liu, Audrey Raj, and of course our producer, Christine Wong, have yourselves a lovely weekend. We'll be back same time, same place on Monday for Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.